destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Unbeknown to the others, Rocky and Yan are entombed in the underground tunnel. Frantically, they fight for their lives. Meanwhile, Ann, Mitch, and Vox wait for them on the shore of the Sargeras Ocean. In the distance, the huge island of Coscrack rises out of the dark green waters. When Rocky and Yan don't show up, Mitch searches for them. He returns to Ann and Vox Dar with bad news.
Oh, it's as plain as the nose on my face.
Gorge got him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he must have nabbed a man or they would have been here hours ago.
You saw nothing of them in the jungle, Mitch?
Not a thing, Vox Dar. Me and that guide went right back into the tunnel and yelled ourselves hoarse. There wasn't any reply.
I see.
Mitch, they wouldn't be dead, would they?
Oh, and you couldn't kill Rocky with an atomic bomb. No, it's not that. They've been captured by Gorg. Oh, I could kick myself.
Oh, why?
Well, I should have waited for Rocky at the tunnel entrance.
But he told you to hurry on.
Yeah, I know that. Still, I shouldn't have taken any notice of him. I might have been able to help him.
Look, it's no use blaming yourself, Mitch.
Nah, I guess not.
Forgive me. I have not followed you. When you speak quickly, I find all the words become mixed.
Well, I told you all the news, Vokta.
It is bad, no?
No, say it is. If Gorg's got his hands on Rocky and Yan, we're sunk. It'll never build an army without Rocky. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Where are you going?
Back to Radin.
Radin?
Yeah, I got to, Vokta.
Do not forget that Gorg is there.
And unless I'm mistaken, so are Rocky and Yan.
Perhaps.
Sure
although
they are, and I'm not leaving him at the mercy of that guy. You said yourself he'd murder him on sight.
What good can you do, Mitch?
Well, I might pull something off with a gun at my hip.
One against hundreds?
Oh, Ann, I can't stay to argue. I'm going.
Wait a moment.
You stay with Vokta. He'll need a lot of help tonight, shifting all these people to Kozrak Island.
Vokta can manage without me. I'm going with you, Mitch.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Vokta, you stop her.
The Rodden jungle is very dangerous. Many fearsome animals shelter in its denseness. And should you be captured by Gorg...
I won't be.
Is there anything I can say that will prevent you going?
No.
Very well. I will send some of my best men with you.
No, we won't need them, thanks, Vokta. The fewer in this party, the faster we can move. And then don't worry about us. We'll have Rocky and Yan back here before you know where you are.
Mitch, listen to me. Listen, Mitch, please.
Despite Vokta's pleading, Mitch and Anne set out through the danger-packed jungle toward the secret tunnel. Quickly and quietly, they walk along the sodden, narrow track. Thick, thorny vines tear at their bodies. Millions of insects buzz round their faces. Frightened birds chatter noisily in the rain-drenched trees. Loathsome animals skulk in the thick undergrowth.
Say, we're making fair time, Ann.
Hey, Ann, you okay? Yes, why?
Oh, you seem to be breathing heavily.
It's awfully hot, that's all.
Yeah, look, Ann, I reckon it'd be better for you
If you're going to tell me to go back again, I'll hit you.
Well, don't yell at me.
I'm going with you. Now, leave it at that.
Okay, but when we're burying you, don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, Mitch, you're priceless.
Hey, look, Ann, you don't realize how hard this trip will be. Gorg's a tough rooster. Well, we might be in a packet of trouble before we're through.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah? Well, watch yourself anyway. Our job is to rescue Rocky and Yan, not get nabbed ourselves.
Oh, save your breath for walking.
Yeah. Okay, give me that gun. I'll carry it.
Look, I'll take it. You've enough to look after.
Look, can you don't...
Oh, go on, Mitch. We'll never save Rocky and Yan at this rate. Get a move on.
Rocky, it is hopeless. Come on, Yan. Come on, keep working. We are fooled and caught at this rubble for hours. We're no further advance.
Yes, we're doing fine, Yan.
Stop your work for a moment.
Yan, we can't. We've got to get out of this tunnel or starve to death.
Listen to me, please.
Oh, all right. All right, now what is it?
Rocky, you know as well as I do that we cannot force a passage through this rock fall.
Yeah, but we can't go back to Rotten either.
We might have to.
What? And walk into Gog's hands?
It is not a pleasant thought, I admit.
I won't do it anyway.
It would be better than dying trapped in this tunnel.
We'll die any way we turn. Gorg would be tickled pink to get hold of us. Now, look, Yan. Let's work at this rock for another half hour.
Very well.
If it still seems hopeless, then we'll have to turn back, as you say.
Not that I want to fall into Gorg's hands. He hates both my father and myself.
Yan, listen.
And...
Quiet. What's that noise?
It is like something creaking or cracking or...
Maybe someone working on the other side.
I would not say that.
Perhaps Mitch and the others have realized that we're trapped in here and... Mitch!
That sound was not of people working.
Well, then what is it?
I do not know. Listen again.
It stopped now.
Yes. It was a queer noise, rather frightening.
Oh, come on, Yan. Let's start working again.
As you say.
You know, we might be nearly through this fall of stone.
I pray so.
Come on, cheer up, Yan. One day you'll sit at home and tell your children all about this.
I begin to wonder whether I shall ever know that pleasure. With Gorg ruling Venus, there is no happiness ahead for any of my people.
Hold it.
Yes?
There's that noise again. Oh, my gosh. It's coming from the roof.
The tunnel roof?
It's cracking. Listen to it.
Soon it will cave in.
Back out of the way, Yan, before we're buried. Back out of the way. Yan. Yan, where are you?
I am over here. My legs are caught by the rock.
Hang on. Hang on, Yan. I'll soon have you out.
Here. Oh, the dust is choking.
Oh, don't talk. Don't talk. Come on, where are your legs? Oh, I've got them. All right, it won't take me a second to free you. All right. There.
That one is free.
There. Well, here we are.
Help me up. Rocky, we cannot stay here
can you
any longer.
Can
yes,
you stand up?
Yes, I am all right. Thank you for helping.
Ah, forget about it. It was lucky we got the warning.
Well, we will have to go back to Rodden now.
Yes. Oh, I wish Mitch was here. We could do with a couple of extra helpers. It'll be some job busting out of Rodden. Still, there's nothing else for it. Come on, let's go, Yan.
You are right, Anne. It's getting hotter every second.
Oh, I can hardly breathe.
Oh, let's take a rest here, huh?
Mitch, we'll have to. Oh, I'm nearly all in.
Hey, you look it, too.
Oh. How much further to the tunnel?
Oh, a mile or two, I guess.
Oh, I could go to sleep on a bed of ants.
Yeah, me too.
Mitch.
Hey, take it easy.
Mitch. That noise.
It's okay, honey.
What was it?
An animal.
It seemed so close to us.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
No, I don't want it. It's a nagasaur.
Oh, what?
A nagasaur, a huge animal about 50 feet long. We bumped into one in the swamp a day or so back.
Oh, Mitch.
It's okay, so I'll take good care of you.
Aren't you afraid of it?
Afraid? No, I'm scared stiff. Wait, look at the hand. There it is.
Where?
Over on your right. It's feeding on the trees.
Oh, Mitch. Oh, it's horrible.
Don't make a noise. Yan says it's a killer.
Let's move on, Mitch.
No, we got to stay here. It might hear us and attack.
We can't stay here, though. It might come this way.
No, Anne, look, it's going the other way.
Are you sure?
Yeah, see? Look.
Oh, Mitch, what terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like fainting.
Oh, wait a bit and I'll faint with you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, were we lucky.
Are there any other animals like that in this jungle?
Well, the place is alive with monsters, according to Yan.
Oh, dear. Mitch, it's that animal. It's coming back this way.
Huh? Oh, tickle my tonsils, so it is. On your feet. Run. Oh, we ought to be safe enough here. Slow down, will you?
Sure it's all right?
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, we'll have to. I got to take my bearings.
How do you mean?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Well, we're still on the track, aren't we?
Well, I don't know whether it's the right one.
Mitch, we're not lost, are we?
Well, I'm not sure. While we were running from that nagasaur, we came to a junction of tracks and then... Well, you can guess the rest.
We've taken the wrong turning.
Yeah, afraid so, Ann. Can't remember going along... Hey, wait a minute. Say, this turns to the left just ahead of us. Oh, sure, that's right. It's coming back to me. We're okay, Ann. Come on.
Mitch, we can't go on this way.
Oh, stop worrying, man. We'll hit the tunnel entrance mighty soon.
So you said that an hour ago.
Huh? Did I?
You know you did.
Yeah.
We're lost, aren't we?
I guess so, Ann. Oh, I'm a sucker. I should have brought that guide along.
Well, it's no use our standing moaning. So push on.
Where to?
Oh, follow this track. It must lead somewhere.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right. Hey, hold it. Did you hear a voice?
Yes.
Hey, it might be Rocky and Yan.
No, those voices belong to the Mutians.
Hey, look, there they are. He's quite a few of them, too. Two or three lots standing together. Oh, of all the crazy clowns, I'm the top. And we're back where we start, and we've been running around in circles. That's Buck Da's mob. We must be close to the beach.
Oh, Mitch.
Hi there, where's Buck Da?
Gorg.
Think of my tonsils, Ann. We walked flat bang into Gorg's mob.
As Mitch speaks, the Venusians move quickly toward them. Realizing their danger, Mitch goes into the attack. Yelling and fighting like a madman, he tries to get Ann to safety. Can he fight his way out? And what of Rocky and Jan? Don't miss the next exciting chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination Venus.
You're going to need company.